Amen, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Amen, amen.
As we are carrying.
Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, amen.
Dead men. Amen, amen. Men that can carry the glory.
Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen.
You see, God, listen to me. God was speaking to Moses. He said, that I have made thee God unto Pharaoh. That is God's intent as it pertains to our relationship with the world. So much of God that you carry. That you are a God unto Pharaoh. Remember that Pharaoh is the principality that rules the earth as of that moment. But the scripture says, I have made thee God unto Pharaoh. It was the book of Psalms that began to reveal to us the fallout, the distance between God's position and God's expectation from our life and the reality that we see on the ground. He said, I say unto thee, ye are what? Gods. But he gave that like men, mortal men. That means that if it is possible for us to live our days, we will have to lay hold on the mortal dimensions of our identity. These are the things that are calcified in the only man called Christ. That is why where our reality is. He was saying about something, and the team broke me. Imagine that mighty man of God. He said that all the thing he was doing, that what he saw was ankle level. If he's ankle level, you know, there is a new song that my friend brought out. And you know the song, huh? Another measure, another 1,000. Are you with me? Now, there are some people, they don't even have anyone. See, it's not about singing the song. It's about living the reality. Look at the men we are looking at. They say he's ankle level. Even though your ordination is to be a God, the reality that we have manifested in the physical is more mortal men. Mere mortal men. And people will see us, they will know the difference. Is it not true? They still categorize you if they call village meeting, if they call for drinking festival, if they call for everything, you are there. In fact, a certain time of the year, they conduct sacrifices to the gods of your land. And when they finish, they send text messages. I hope you know that when you serve a God, he will bless you. After offering a God the sacrifice, he will release what? Say a blessing. So when they release the blessing, it will still reach you. The reason why it is reaching you is that even though your identity has changed, you are still existing as a mere man, though your identity is God, a God to that principality that Satan has instituted. That's God's destiny for you. That's the end point. Where that demon that used to press you, you will now be the one pressing the demon. You don't know it's possible. You know, me, I've seen it in a small measure. I've told you people. I used to, when I was younger in the Lord, I used to hear a man of God say that the first purpose of prayer is God discovering. That's where I die. He increases in me and I decrease in him. And then I come out. It's no more I that liveth, but Christ lives within me. I can do 10 minutes of that message. The reason is because I've listened to it more than 3,000 times. Anyway, you don't need to believe it, but I've been listening to it since 2010. Now, this is my point. He said that this type of men, when they come out, when demons see them, they cry out. I heard that 2010, 2011, and I wondered how possible it is for demons to see me and cry out. You know why I'm telling you this? If we continue pressing, something will open. I'm telling you, if you don't believe the scripture, believe me. I'm staking my own integrity on what we are doing. I'm staking my name in what we are doing. I know it will yield the result. Me too, I'm somebody that doesn't deceive myself. If it's not working, I will be the first to leave. This thing, God himself, the great monarch of Zion, what is raising is gods to the principalities of the territory. Men that will tread upon serpents and scorpions, they will rule as long as they are around. Pharaoh and all of the things he's doing is nothing. The kinds of angelic ministry that you will receive by the reason of the rank that God has granted you will be strange. You will now enter back where things used to, and they will be afraid. You won't know why. You won't know that it's the contingent that you are now carrying. For example, as I'm talking now, there is one that is blowing on my ear. You can't do some of the things you are doing if you don't have that. Satan will use you to do pepper soup. Meanwhile, he can't do anything. Believe me, if you stay on track and stay in alignment, you are God to Pharaoh. Now you know why Satan is fighting. He is not fighting to collect car from you. He is not fighting to collect job from you. He is not fighting. He is fighting that you don't become that God. What we are looking for, the contest is kingdom is in scope. Yeah? And what is really, what we are looking for is who will be in charge of territories. His throne, thrones is what we are contending. Imagine if somebody like you becomes in charge of your family. They will be looking for who is causing the trouble. They won't see. You will just enter like this. Bend down one place and say, Father, I call upon you. Suddenly you'll be lifted from that room and you now stay in heaven. You don't know that most times Satan looks for us actually. And are you with me? And the physical location is not your real location. I was doing you service. And one of those days, one of the people who was with us, his name is Okechukwu. There is a witch, a principality. You know, the witches are in levels. Do you know? I know, you don't know. There are them that has been there to the point that they will refuse to go. This type of witches, they are third generation witches. Just like some of you people here, you are second, third generation ministers of the gospel. You are not the first person that preached in your family. Are you the first person? So, the more the thing is going down, the more the oil is getting thicker. So, the oil of witchcraft gets thicker in the second, third generation. This is if you get up in the night to pray, the way they will deal with you, that's what was happening to you. You just prayed 1-2 hours prayer and say, I bind, I stop, and you slept. No. If you really want to change something, let me just say this, and then I go back to what I'm saying. You have to bring out time. You fast well, and then stay all night. If Jesus wants to deal with this sort of thing, what does he do? He prays all night. If you pray 1-2 hours prayer and then you go and sleep, if they didn't do anything to you, what you will see is that they will use sharp knife. They will use sharp knife and do tattoo in your body. By the time you wake up in the morning and you want to take your bath, it will seem as if they did surgical operation on you. Your whole body will be preparing you. The worst part is that you prayed now. I thought you now prayed, nothing should happen. You didn't do with anything. It's just like somebody that went on the hole of a rattlesnake and just put smoke inside. And then the rattlesnake came out and you now knelt down before it. What would he do? You have to stay there and kill the rattlesnake. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Meanwhile, Satan is not the trouble. If it's easy for him, he would have killed all of you. I don't know about you, but he has been looking for me. If you know the places they are sending my name, the places they are sending petition. Unfortunately, when they come, they will see gods. In fact, when they search, they won't even see my name. They won't see me, because it's when you see somebody, I hope you know, it's when you see somebody in the spirit, then you can now send arrows or information. Like Okechukwu was praying with us. When the witch now checked, the witch now noticed that he's no more seeing Okechukwu in the rooster. He came out and went and asked the mother and father of Okechukwu, "Where did you say Okechukwu is?" They said, "He's doing you service." He said, "Where?" He said, "Ogun State." He said, "You don't know where Okechukwu is?" And they started calling Okechukwu to find out where he is. Meanwhile, Okechukwu is actually physically at Ogun State. It's just that they are no more seeing him in the radar. We will do business with Jesus long enough that our height in the spirit will be increased. See, there are certain things that are not warfare. Or rather, there is a way you engage this sort of warfare. Have you seen an eagle fighting with snakes? What does eagle do? Just pick it up and... Do you know why? He has height advantage. But if you are a chicken, you have seen how snakes deal with chickens. Why? They are on the ground. But an eagle is where? That is why anytime we come, according to the scriptures, we will pick up the mode of men that understands the configuration of the realm of the spirit. That strength and advantage is only in the place of height. So there is something we do. We will not engage anything until we have engaged the instrument of weight. And they that wait upon the Lord. It's this thing is not arbitrary. God doesn't change his mind. You, if you wait on me, you will have strength. If you wait on me, I might not. No, this is a universal law that if you wait on the Lord, what will happen to you? You will renew your strength. You will mount up with wings as the eagle. When others are giving up, you'll be operating like a strange person. It will be obvious that you are possessed. See, if you have not lived your life to a point that is an evident proof that there is something bigger than what ordinary people see that powers your existence on earth, then you have not even touched the basis of the power that accrues to us on the account of being born again. Are you with me now? I mean the dredges of the reality of the power that comes into our heart on the basis of being brought into Christ. Because the least let me tell you, in case you don't know, any believer that operates without power is just making himself a prey for Satan. Listen to me. If you follow me, if you are part of this house, if God called you, any way you are linked to me, I say it again, never joke with power. There are two things I give the greatest care to. You see this thing called power. You see this thing called authority. I don't joke with it. I have seen good people being messed up by Satan. I have seen very nice people being messed up by Satan. Some people can even look at you just because you are doing good, they will kill you. Has it not happened to? Have you not heard some of those stories? You come in the village, buy something for one or two people, they say, oh, you now, you want to, they will not kill you. You come and greet somebody and they look at you like this. They will say, this young lady, she's now going to university and she's looking good, everything. Who is paying for the school fees? All these boys, it's possible one rich man will come and marry her and they will strike you with something. And then your life will start doing like this, doing like this. After some time, you wonder how your life ended like this. What you are experiencing has nothing to do with what God showed you about your life. You need power, my friends. You need power to put your life in order. You need power. You need power. After all the teaching that Jesus taught, after all the teaching, I thought, are you with me? I thought as soon as Jesus came out from the dead, you know, people say that that's new creation, that's resurrection, that's it. As soon as Jesus is coming from the dead, I thought what he should do. Why, I go everywhere and start preaching. What do you tell them? Tarry, tarry, tarry. Why should you tarry? Let me tell you, there is nothing we tarry for in this new covenant. The only any time a man tarries, it is to be clothed with power. That's why you tarry. Any other thing, if you believe, you receive. If you believe, you what? Any other thing you don't function in, it is as a result of lack of revelation. A revelation that have the capacity to sponsor a consciousness. The Bible says, can do all things to Christ that strengthens me. William, you need power. Imagine if you had what it takes to stand in your family and death was coming like that. You will stand like, you will stand in the gate like this. You will say, not on my watch. What? Not on my watch. What will be? You need power. Anybody that is preaching gospel and is downplaying power, that is the, that person doesn't even know how the kingdom functions. Kingdom, power. Anytime you see kingdom, what the next thing you will hear is power. The other thing you will now hear is glory. Kingdom, what? Power and glory. We will not do much. You know why I tell you about this thing? Me, I have searched myself well. And I know if there is no supernatural equipment that God will release upon my life in a measure that is undebatable, there is little or nothing we can be able to do. The time is short. Before you know it, you are 30. Before you know it, you are 40. Before you know it, you are 50. They will start calling you Papa Ejima, and it's over, my friend. What are you able to accomplish? You will now know that the job is much and the time is short. The only way to be able to do much in that short time is to receive a supernatural equipment, something that have the capacity to shorten the time, my friends. Shorten eternal in scope. They said if you are told to cut a tree in 1 week, use 6 days to sharpen your axe, my friends. Use 6 days to have something on your life. Some people, they said God called them to preach, God called them to minister, God called them. You know what I found out? It is better for you to be hidden for 10 years. Use that 10 years to sharpen you. When you come at one blow, bam, people will wonder where you have been since. Then you have been making noise. See me, oh God called me. See me. God called me. He called me to nation. He called me to. Even your mother doesn't believe it. Your mother doesn't believe it. My brother, you need something. You come and tell your mother now. Let me. He said, go and fetch water. Am I saying it's bad to fetch water? I'm saying, are you with me? I'm saying, if you have what it takes, they will postpone fetching of water because you carry something. Even when you are hiding at the back, like Jesus, according to the place you read, Jesus will come and tell you. Your mother will come and tell you, oh, the wine has finished. Oh. May we be those men that they will come and tell us what? The wine has finished. They know we carry the capacity to turn things around. The creative capacity, the creative dimension of God. Once you are around, nothing dies. Once you are around, nothing finishes. Once you are around, we engineer the moves of God. See, the wine, are you with me? That wine actually talks about the move of God, moves of God. The moves of God are shaped like wines. Are you with me? And once you have wine, then there is a need for wine skins. So, the woman is trying to bring a move before the time has come. You see, it is possible. And I don't know why it's only women that always are able to do that. Haven't you noticed? Yes, now. Somebody like Mary Magdalene, Jesus has not gone to heaven, has not done anything. That woman was able to stop. There is a personal relationship that you can have with Jesus. An honor you can have about his person, his work, his mandate. Imagine who the mother is, but he knows his son so much that he is the one that honors his son the most. He said, I know. He said he won't do anything. Anything he tells you, do it. Say, fill the pots with water. May nothing die and lack in this our generation when we are around. I'm angry. I don't know about you. I'm angry. I'm not among the people that say government is this, people are this, people are this. Well, they are that, actually. But when sons manifest, those things will not be stolen. Huh? I'm a simple McPherson was a person that came and said that she is a spiritual mayor of Los Angeles. As long as she is concerned and in that city, nothing can enter and leave the city without her permission. She was a custom officer. A woman, Marianne Woodward Ether. She carried so much of God that miles from where she's having meeting, people are slain in the spirit. People went to do parties and they put some, the Holy Ghost struck, no preacher. All of them got filled with the spirit, praying in tongues. You are preaching to somebody is laughing. You are not carrying anything. Cry for your life, my friends. You have been preaching, you have not been able to win 10 souls. You know why I'm doing this preaching? There is a demand on us for harvest. The harvest indeed is ripe. But I found out that even when the harvest is ripe, Jesus said, the harvest indeed is plenteous. Then what did he say they should do? Wait, let me ask one after one. The harvest indeed is plenteous. What did you tell them to do? I don't know if I should believe you. What did he say they should do? What did he say they should do? The harvest is already plenteous. What did he say they should do? What did he say they should do? I thought the harvest is already plenteous. All of us should rush into the harvest now and start harvesting. Is it not true? That is what people do everywhere. Just because they say people are dying, souls are dying, they say we should win souls, they say we should recover the generation, they say we should do this, they say we should go into politics, collect all these things, occupy for Jesus, and then you run out. You run out, the Satan uses you as an experiment. The harvest is plenteous, but what? Pray, pray. There is such a mode of men that is called laborers. It is only laborers that have the required equipment and skills to harvest. Don't send civilians. If you send civilians there, Satan, they will die. Even Babylon will borrow them. They will become instruments in the hand of Satan. After some seasons, they will be the one persecuting the church. Because there was never a time that they were equipped. In the God's scale of measurement, those men didn't matter much. The identification in the spirit is not the identification of men that are sent to labor. They are not laborers. It takes prayer. My target today is to show you the apostolic sending model. There is such a thing as the apostolic sending model. That is the model that Jesus left. Many people have left it, and we are doing many things, we are gathering people, yet none of them has attained descending grace. When one man has attained descending grace, it will be obvious because of much that will be manifest in his life. The much he can touch in a moment and the much he can change in the society. It will be obvious that he is what? Sent. There are thousands of people preaching, thousands of people in business, thousands of believers in everywhere, believers. But God is still saying, I'm looking for men. I don't know about it. Why is God saying in this man? That means something is wrong with our educational system that cannot raise laborers for God. He shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And then you will be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in Judea, unto the uttermost part of the earth. There is a promise that Jesus gave his apostles. He said that if you will tarry, I will clothe you. If you will tarry, I will clothe you. You will receive the equipment. Men that will walk the streets and the dead will come back to life. Men that will be strengthened with so much of God inside of them that they can stand the test of persecutions and trials. There is a grace to die for Jesus. Whether you like it or not, some people say, if Jesus comes, I will die for God. You can't die. You will find out that when the thing comes, you can't stand it. There is such a power that works in men that make them, they will make, they, suddenly this life will be little in your hands. It will not be worth much. There is a power that makes men die like that. That was the life that the apostles lived. Men like Peter came and they said they want to crucify him. He said, oh, gladly, turn me upside down. Men were carried to the Roman Colossus. And in those places, all they desire is that the glory will shine upon their face. They saw them being coronated in heavenlies. The crown of life was being dropped upon their life. That was all that mattered to them. These men lived in the glory. They were mantled from above. How can you live a life that is less than it? Meanwhile, the scripture says that the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former. We have not even lived up to the expectation of God. Oh, I cry, I weep. There must be more. There must be more. See, this is what I'm telling you. If it takes you dying, let's die. Why are we alive? Why are we wasting space? Wasting food? Wasting things? Wasting clothes? Wasting car? Wasting money? You build house here, build house here. Build church here, build this one here. We are not able to turn our society. New churches are springing up. New network, new ministry, everything. But still, the same thing carries. Why? Men are not clothed. 120 people was able to turn the whole city upside down. Simply because they were clothed. you are impatient. People are not willing to allow the Holy Ghost to lay hands on them strong enough. Just because they heal few sick people, just because somebody fell under power, they whatever, they thought they have arrived. One small revelation, they thought they have arrived. They don't know anything. They don't know that that one is just a test, so that if they pass the test, they will now be brought into the school of power. Because it takes power for God to increase and push forth the frontiers of the kingdom. It takes what? Power. And ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. See, let me tell you, some people can even say that their own is to teach and not. Let me tell you, if you teach and somebody believes you, it is because there is power in it. For you to even say that your own is teaching, for some people say their own is teaching for people to grow inside, do you think it's everybody that talks that you believe? Why do you believe the people you believe? There is something on their life. Sometimes they are not even saying what you have not heard before. Sometimes you have even heard better revelations in the mouth of other people, but their own have the capacity, the strength to draw you out of your lethargy, your liturgy, your nonchalance. It will draw you into high places in God. Suddenly, when you listen to this man, after a few moments, some place will begin to break out of your life. Stronger than you, you cannot stay under their voice and be normal. That means something stronger than normal voice of a man is at work, that have the capacity to draw men into their ordinations. Is strong. These are the things that we seek. When Jesus spake, they said, we never heard any man speak like this, for with authority and power. Such a thing is what we seek. You don't beg men. When men see God in display, they will cry out after him. When the apostles were displaying Christ all over the place in mighty power and deeds, the scripture spoke about them. He said that men cried out and said, men and brethren, what shall we do? To be what? In 8 years, less than 120 years, those men that sprang up from the upper room, they turned the whole world upside down. Even the doubting Thomas, they said he went to India and threw water in the air, and the water stood in the air. Doubting Thomas, the least amongst us shall be as strong as David. Never you look at any man and make judgments concerning what God intended for his life until he is clothed with power. You don't know any man, my friends. We will continue to wait for who we are, for our identity will never be known until we are clothed with power. Some of them thought that Stephen and people like Philip were normal table servers. They saw them, they were just doing chores in the church. Their name was not known. They were nameless and faceless. They were men hidden. They were young. Nobody knew about them. And nobody get to know. When things are shared, when laws and when activities, assignments are given, they were giving things that were hidden. Nobody knew them. Some of them said, we are giving to higher things and let's leave the smaller things to them. Do you know why you still give those accreditation to men like that? It's because the power has not come upon them. When the power came upon them, we saw that Philip was the one that began to engineer a new transport system. That he will come like this and say, I went to be at Abuja, and then he will be there. We never heard any apostle live that like that. That was when we now saw that men that really got what Jesus said, we are not the men that we expected. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It is power that reveals how much you have gotten in all these dealings that God is giving you. It is power that reveals how much progress you have made in Christ. It is power that expresses the fragrance of God that is inside. It is power that expands the fragrance of Christ that is in you. Christ is like a fragrance. When power comes, it spreads. In one moment, you can win a host.
When you are here,
When you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, leprous you arise, leprous you arise. Ye shall receive power. God, let it, this is your moment. You are a lady, this is your moment. You will be created with power. For us we arise. Men and women created, we show much of power, that your life will be a testimony to the living past. Men shall no more say you will go to heaven to bring down Christ. For in your life is calcified and manifested all the multifaceted dimensions of power. God will flood you in power. I believe in power.
When you are here, 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 when you are here. Let it please you, oh God, to put hands upon them. Let it please you, oh God, to put hands upon them. Yeah.
Shall receive power. Ye shall receive power. Where is your name? I hear your name in the spirit. My God. From today, the Lord has made you God unto Pharaoh. From today, the Lord has made you God unto Pharaoh. Father, we declare conscription for everyone that comes under the sound of our voice. Let men be all shut into a mighty move of God in their life. Let these be the seasons of manifestation. I see a river flowing. And I asked God, he said, it's the healing river. The miraculous breaks out, breaks out, breaks out. Oh! It's a river. It will not be happening once and then another time. It's a river. 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 Where I'm standing now, I saw an angel and I asked him his name and he told me. Stories of people that has gotten miracles, confirmed miracles in their hundreds, one person each. What I saw was a river. We need to hear stories of people that turn back the hands of witchcraft, of devils, of principalities that have held cities, territories, families back. That's what we want to hear. Anybody under the sound of my voice that is afflicted with any sickness, is over now. There is somebody that is under the sound of my voice. It is not only that God will heal you, he will use you to deliver people that are bound. Thank you. Anybody under the sound of my voice that is afflicted with any infirmity, I charge that infirmity to leave. I charge cancer to leave, ulcer to leave, arthritis leave, short limbs grow out, missing tooth, missing body parts, diabetes go. Madness disappear. Short-sightedness, long-sightedness, deafness, dumbness, leave in the name of Jesus. I charge you also to leave. I charge pains to leave. There is somebody under the sound of my voice. You are having insomnia. You are finding it hard to sleep. Finding it hard to sleep. I rebuke it now in the name of Jesus. Every form of ailments, I charge you to go now. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Ghost, put your hands stronger, 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 Holy Ghost. That God healed him. That ulcer was disturbing him. God just healed somebody. God just healed somebody. Said that his ulcer left. If you notice that God has healed you, bring your testimonies. I think we'll take care of testimonies tomorrow. If you are listening to us online or you listen to our messages and you receive testimonies, whether it's healing, impartation, whatever it is, deliverance, anything, you can reach us anywhere on our email address, Revival Hub Ministries International. Revival Hub International. And you can come on our Telegram page and just send us a message, use any place. We need to hear what God is doing. We need to testify. Are you saying God has not done anything for you? Some of you that have seen Satan looking for you and he was not able to get you. testimonies of healing, deliverance, impartations, all kinds of things. I told you of whether it's you are following online or after. The content of what we talk about is eternal in scope. Somebody said he was listening to a message I preached, forgotten where I preached it. And he said I was rebuking death. And then suddenly he was partially deaf, had pains in one ear, the thing left. What would you call that one? It means that what is inside doesn't die. Tomorrow we take time and take testimonies. In Jesus' name. Are you saying God has not done anything for you? Look at God's love that is now doing business on a high level. I know when we are fasting and praying on your head, you are calling your uncles everywhere to bring money. Did he come? I said, wait, God will do it. He did it in such a way that he even had choice. You can wake up and I go back and hasatabakatish. There is a fetembreta cumbre. I copa hata cambre do mata di ende de kuta. Rasede veritos. The Lord is strong and mighty. The Lord is mighty in battle. He is the King of glory. He has triumphed gloriously. The Pharaoh and his chariots have been drowned in the Red Sea. We have come out of fire as if we are unscattered. There is no smoke. But we pass you by. Nothing happened to us. It seemed as if the fire made us better. We became testimonies of men that live upon the earth as immortals. That's how God meant us to be. Day by day we live those things. People will yet talk about us, even though you are not aware. In the days that Abraham lived, he was not aware that he would be called a patriarch. He thought he was living a normal life. But his life of consistent obedience yielded him to God's demand. He later found out that he is called the father of faith. God bless. It will be good for you. I'm advising you. It will be good for you to give offerings. So see, it will be good for you. Yeah. It will be a story because sometimes there is a why pity boy. I say, what will I do to William now? He's a student. Unfortunately, these are principles and he overrules everybody. What will I do to Dio now? He's a copper. Unfortunately, this thing overrules everybody. In fact, it is worship and sacrifice when you do it in this condition. When you are now a millionaire, somebody that has 10 million and gave 100,000, and somebody that has 10,000 and gave 1,000, who gave more? Huh? No, the one that gave 1,000 gave more. Yes. You had 10 million and gave 100,000. Somebody had 10,000 and gave 1,000. You gave 1%. He gave 10%. I'm telling you. I with you. In the seasons of activation like this, many things will determine. This not many things, these small, small things will determine who we have more, who we now have. I'm telling you secret. I'm telling you secret. Maybe one day I will tell you at least four things that I saw where I went to. I entered the man's house and the socket, I saw sockets in the wall. And God now told me I can plug in. And I asked him how. He told me seven ways. Told me four ways. Should I tell you? Okay, one of it is this one. Because if you go there, everybody is praying and fasting. But few people are touching anything. Do you know what I noticed? Many people are praying and fasting, few are giving. The ones that give in that place are the ones that finally collected it. They are the ones that things are moving for them. If you find yourself where you are not taught to give, you are taught to receive, you are lost. Do you know what will happen? They will continue giving you, but you will be a slave and a servant all your life. All these things happening, make sure you are extending your faith to give. There is a place I went to and people gave. I cried that I cannot give 100,000. I cried. Today I can give 100. I can give 200. And it's increasing. Now I'm crying. You know why I'm crying? I'm not giving my first 1 million. It's disturbing me. It's giving me sleepless nights. Your own is nobody has given you money. That's what is giving you sleepless nights. Me, my own is that I have not given. If I give 1 million, you think if I give 1 million, I will now be poor? Even if you say, be poor, I can't. Henry, Chimeze, where is Ozochukwu? This man gives. Linda, let me bless you again. Cannot. We saw him in the spirit, and he was one of the patriarchs of this work. In the future, they were 20 in number, and there are a few that their faces is clear, not much, and he's one. Let everything that is working for me, working for this mandate, if you will reach the whole world, you will reach the whole world, my friend. Now listen to me. Even if Satan say you will fail, me I say you won't fail. Even if you want to fail, me I refuse. You are blessed. Get the full package. Don't get trial version. You people collected trial version. Demo version. This, don't collect demo version. Don't collect trial version. Collect what? Full version. Full package. Yeah, William. Don't come and collect trial version. Come and say, these people, they pray, they fast, they kite. my Christian life was up. And then you go and marry rubbish. And then your finances will be doing like this. You'll be poor and say that you are carrying cross for Jesus. If I slap you and your cross. Am I saying somebody cannot pass through process and you don't have money? Yes, it's there. But the Bible says, suffer for my name's sake, not suffer for foolishness' sake, and suffer for ignorance' sake, and suffer for lack of revelation and knowledge, and suffer. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you sure?
Yes, sir.
I will check in the coming days whether you heard. Get the full package.